Welcome to the Tuesday, December 20th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's first start with a quick update to the SysInternals suite of tools from Microsoft. Process Explorer came today out with a new version. So if you're using this tool in particular for things like, for example, malware analysis or such, you probably want to grab the latest version, version 15.11. An interesting blog post from Microsoft today about what they're planning to do with passwords in Windows 8. We all know about the problems with passwords, and many people now are using third-party products as password safes, like 1Password and LastPass and products like that. Well, it looks like Windows 8 will include a system similar to that. First of all, you'll be able to sign into Windows 8 using your Windows Live account. If you do so, then you can also use Windows Live to synchronize your password saves that you established in Windows 8 across different machines. Interesting concept. We'll see how well it works. I do recommend for all the Windows guys out there to read the blog post. There's a lot more in there, and everybody sort of keeps focusing on the cloud-based password feature, but there's a lot more in there about SSL certificates and such, how they can be used more easily using Windows 8. Apple, by the way, has done something that's, I think, similar. When you sign up for a MobileMe or now iCloud account, it will actually set up an SSL certificate for you, and then that SSL certificate with your MobileMe or iCloud account can be used to remotely log into your system and will then also be used for SSL encryption. Then I haven't talked in a while about the ongoing investigation in England about how the tabloid press in particular hacked phone accounts and retrieved voicemails. Well, there is now an official investigation into these issues, and what they actually found now is that in addition to the hacking of voicemail accounts, there was a lot of regulars of computer hacking going on with Trojans and other tools, which may have actually been more severe than the phone hacking. In particular, politicians apparently were affected by the computer hacking. And I will add a URL to the full BBC story to the show notes. It's about half an hour worth of audio, so it's a little bit too much to quickly summarize here. And then Microsoft reports seeing a new version of an old sort of ransomware scheme. The way it works this time is that the message arrives, claims to be from a law enforcement entity, asks you to install some binary. That binary will then go ahead and encrypt critical files on your system and essentially tell you that it found illegal files and you're supposed to pay a fine before your system will be unlocked. Again, one of the sort of critical features here is that it will arrive in multiple languages, and the actual police or government agency that it will refer to is sort of tailored to the particular language it's using. Well, anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.